And I am Code Talker. With me this morning is...
Wireless Mike.
You got to chime in. Hit the cues,
sorry,
man.
I'm a little slow. A little slow. It's morning.
A little slow. And concerned by the bumper you just heard, joining us this morning is Hal Bryan.
Morning, that's true. Hal. I am professionally concerned about the bumper, but now I'm over it.
So... Tell us what it is you do at EAA.
What it is,
this is kind of an inside joke if you weren't listening
EAA?
Last year. So
yes.
No, you don't do it to EAA or their members. But
it is a, wow.
What's your latest title?
How long have we been on? And we are now off the rails. Excellent. 15 seconds.
Well, for example, Dick came in and he has a very, you know, I knew him as, I don't know, I thought it was director of communications at public whatever. He has a very long title that I can't remember, so we're referring to him as the PR lump.
Well,
so,
it's, he's
so
got
what
a,
is your official
he's got a
title?
Long last name too, Napinski. It's
yes,
so, it's,
so it, many syllables.
It only
can remember.
So my title is online community manager.
Okay,
and that actually has remained the same, even though it's something that's continued to evolve over the last 3 years since I came on staff. And my world. As simply put as I can, is about how we use the tools of the internet, whether that's online forums or social media, Facebook, things like that, all this great stuff that's out there to help our members and our broader audience talk to each other, help them talk to us, keep some of the conversations going the rest of the year, the other 51 weeks a year. And my big focus this week is how do I share this experience to the best extent that I can with everybody that's out there that's either not here yet or can't make it this year, wishes they were here, didn't know they wanted to come until they saw my awesome pictures from my iPhone. And
yes. Well, the forums are very active in the off season for sure. I mean, I couldn't tell you if they are this week. I'm sure they are. I don't follow them as much this week because I'm so busy doing other things.
Sure. But. Well, actually, it's interesting because our forums kind of go a little bit quiet this week, and I'm realizing that's it's just because so many of our most vocal members are here or on their way here. They're some of the most passionate and most engaged.
Sure.
On the social media side, though, on like the Facebook side, for example. I can't quite explain it, but something pretty great has happened this year in that just the number of people that are engaged with what we're saying and what we're doing and has gone up 10, 20, 30 times from last year.
Really?
There's been sort of a moderate, steady growth in terms of number of people who are following us and these various channels. But the people that are responding and commenting back and sharing photos and little news updates and things that we're putting out there, it's just in orders of magnitude higher. Couldn't be more excited
so
about that.
So actively engaging in social media instead of the passive engagement that most of us who utilize social media always do but aren't necessarily active. And that's great to see. It's hard. I know managing, a much smaller community, our followers and whatnot, is difficult to get them to engage sometimes. So
well, there's more tools now. I mean, everybody's smartphone now will upload a picture.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. And that's I've got a number of different responsibilities throughout the show, but what's wrapped all the way around it is I get on the grounds about 6:30 in the morning, and I start cruising around. I start looking for what's the new airplane, what's this warbird that just came in, what's that weird looking machine over there that I can't identify yet. What are the good stories, things like that. And I'll grab a picture and put a little caption out there, send it out there. And by the time I look at it again, I've got 20 comments and questions and discussion
That's
amongst
excellent.
People with each other. It's fantastic, especially for a wildly vain narcissist like me. it's really one of the only areas in EAA where we get where we just get instant feedback, and it's instant and public feedback, which is great.
Speaking of narcissism and instant feedback, if you have a question for Hal, you can always text us in the studio at 920-550-1210. You can comment on what a narcissist to Hal is.
Yes, let's talk about me. No, really, enough about me. What do you think about me?
So, obviously, you're using Facebook. Utilizing the tool to the best of its ability for the greater organization, trying to promote it and engage the members. But I know you also use Twitter as the hashtag #Osh12 trending well again this year. I know last year was huge.
Yes, it's doing very, very well. And I apologize. I meant to actually grab the latest numbers this morning, and instead I think I was asleep. But
as I wish I was.
But anyway, it's very, very strong. There's a lot of good feedback, a lot of good discussion. And one of the things I love to see, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or forums or anything else, that we see, I think, more this year than ever, is sometimes, even if I'm right there starting to type an answer to a question within a couple of minutes or so, other members or just other audience folks in the larger aviation community have already jumped in and are helping each other out. And that's the dream right there.
Yeah.
I don't have all the answers.
No.
Wait, did I just admit that publicly?
I think
Nor
so.
Can you
yeah.
keep up with all the trending topics,
right.
the questions that are asked and whatnot. And I see you obviously very active on the forums. And no offense to you, because no man can keep up. But, you know, by the time you chime in, sometimes the question has already been answered.
Right.
And you're just, you know, maybe there to clarify or say, hey, thanks for picking up on that.
So absolutely.
I see that quite a bit. Because you're very active in the forums. You have a great picture in the forums. I like that one. That's what plane are you sitting in that one, by
the
way?
That's the my avatar picture I use for a lot of things.
Sure.
I am in a, it's a 1941 de Havilland Tiger Moth. And it was a Canadian-built moth converted to British specs, if that means anything to some people in the audience,
sure.
which it might. So I, you know, in the helmet and goggles, it's an open cockpit biplane. And in, gosh, if you count that time, I soloed an ultralight at age 14 and then apologized to my dad after that. I've been flying for 30 years. In that
you really
time,
did that, huh?
I really did.
We'll have to talk about that story sometime. I've got to hear that.
I think so. But, you know, I've been around aviation my whole life, a second-generation pilot,
sure.
all that kind of stuff. But in that time, the Moth is my absolute favorite. I've got
really?
Been lucky enough to get a lot of time in them, and it's that's my dream. The favorite thing I've ever heard anybody say about that avatar picture is somebody started following me on Twitter and then like immediately sends me this DM. You are wearing the best hat in all of Twitter. Because the leather helmet and the goggles.
Said, sure. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. It was an honor just to be nominated but for best hat on Twitter.
Yes. I hear the award for that is highly coveted.
It is. Oh, my gosh. What did I almost say? Ask me about that off the air.
Yes.
I was trying to come up with a name for the Twitter Hat Award.
Yes.
It did not go well.
Probably not your best bet.
No.
So what about the future? I mean, obviously, first of all, what are you using now? You're using Facebook, the forums, Twitter. What else?
Right. So those are obviously those are the big three.
Sure.
We're also using on our own websites on EA.org and, of course, AirVenture.org.
Mm-hmm.
We're using Facebook plugins there for
sure.
to allow commenting. So inside the Facebook world, we have our own page and our own sort of ecosystem there. But it's really been nice because now when we're publishing things in our own world, we have these mechanisms that people can use Facebook or Yahoo, Gmail, all these other things to sign in and comment and engage there. So we're actually being able to build this engagement within each story we publish. On top of that, we have a modest presence on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and we have our own video site, eavideo.org, and there's some community aspects to that. With sites like YouTube and Flickr and Vimeo, YouTube we do publish some content, but primarily we have a presence on those sites so that we can look at what other people are doing and we can highlight
sure.
that. Our YouTube channel exists largely so we can look at somebody like
Slick,
like our old buddy.
Who's not
going
to be here this year, and I'm so sad that he's not going to be here.
I told him that actually all of EAA is officially angry with him, and I said so publicly, so who knows. If he cancels this membership, we need to tell him that I was kidding. So if you're out there, Slick.
I'm cool like this in that we're friends on Facebook, Slick and I.
That's pretty awesome. And I am too, but I'm not quite as cool as you. Yes,
so,
I am.
I know from some brief conversations I've had, you know, via Facebook that he plans on being back next year. Just schedule did not allow it. So I know we're all looking forward to it. He's actually looking forward to seeing what other people shoot this year.
Sure.
You've seen the videos that Slick does, whether you realize it or not. These are the great 4 to 5 minute montage videos that he sets to, you know, very modern music, and just gets great high definition footage of so many aspects of AirVenture. He shoots in the tens to, well, honestly, I think last year he shot probably over 60 hours of video, and he's probably going to chime in and tell me I'm wrong because I know he is listening from time to time, but he'll put out portions, just raw video for people that want to see it. But I mean, he shoots so much video and goes through so much, and he turns it around very quickly. I mean, he's very
right.
And he started a few years ago, and he's been just working on it ever since. The funny thing is, he's all of I think 18 years old. He might be 19 now.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
And he has an amazing talent for it.
Wow.
A good eye for it and a steady hand. And he's just really good.
As I understand it, this year we're losing him due to some commitments he has to the Navy. So
yes,
we begrudgingly accept that and, of course, thank him for his service.
Absolutely.
But, his video he did in 2009, I think that was one of the...
That was the biggest one.
That was the biggest one. Millions of hits. I think it broke 2 million, but...
It's pushing over... I know it's over a million
by now. I know
it's
over a million, which is just... Which is just fantastic when you think about that kind of reach.
Well, and that's the video I go to when I want to explain what AirVenture is.
Right.
One of his videos. I mean, it's the best all-encompassing thing I can do. 2010, he did some unique stuff as well. But
absolutely.
Enough about Slick, because we're just going to talk about him all day, and we're gushing over his videos. But they're
his
great.
His biggest fan.
No, I agree.
Wait,
so.
you've met him?
I've had him in studio twice. You would have met him too. You know, had you showed up the last time.
Oh, hey, well, look at the time, guys. Aren't we up against a hard break?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Is that radio talk?
So, where can we come find you on the intertube? So,
oh well,
and yay, what
you can
where's
can
a
find
good
me,
entry point?
Let's see, a good entry point. Start with airventure.org/live.
Mm-hmm.
That's we've done that in the last couple of years, and that's a big landing spot with links to all sorts of things. You'll find some feeds from Facebook and Twitter, our latest news stories,
links to us as well,
links to EAA Radio, links to Live ATC.
Mm-hmm.
Great guys who broadcast all the radio traffic, and they carry your feeds as well.
Yes, they do.
And actually, one other thing to mention is the upper left corner up there is our streaming webcams.
Yes.
And a major shout out to the volunteers who make that happen in spite of all my best efforts to help.
I heard you're working with them this year.
I'd like to think I'm working with them, but working with them has meant so far they call and ask me a question, and they ask me that question four more times. And then I come up with an unsatisfactory answer, give them that answer, only to find that they figured it out in a better way themselves.
I've been trying to
help
them with that.
I'm really proud of my participation there.
Good job. Keep asking until you get the answer you want.
Exactly.
Right.
But the webcams are fantastic.
They are.
Looking
on
amazing. The show from anywhere in the world.
We can see them from in-studio, actually. We have a few rotating up there. They're also hosting our in-studio cam this year for us, so... Very nice of them.
So this is television, then? This is not radio anymore?
Well, you know.
You tell me that now.
It's kind of, sort of. Thank you for joining us this morning, Hal Bryan. Hal Bryan is the online community manager for EAA. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1210 AM EAA Radio.